Exclusive. Representative Abe Hamada introduces resolution condemning multiple Trump assassination attempts, recognizing DHS mission. By Jasmine Jordan on April 30, 2026. A House resolution introduced this week seeks to formally denounce recent and prior attempts on President Donald J. Trump's life while emphasizing the responsibilities of federal law enforcement and Homeland Security agencies amid ongoing threat concerns. The resolution, introduced by Representative Abe Hamada, R.Oz, outlines a series of recent incidents, stating, whereas, on April 25, 2026, an attempt was made on the life of President Donald J. Trump in Washington, D.C., at the White House Correspondents Association dinner, and further notes earlier attempts on July 13, 2024, in Butler, Pennsylvania, and September 15, 2024, in West Palm Beach, Florida. The measure has been referred to the House Judiciary Committee and the Committee on Homeland Security and also highlights that during this attack, law enforcement personnel performed their duties with professionalism and heroism. Authorities identify the April 25, 2026, suspect as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California, who allegedly charged through a magnetometer at the Washington Hilton as the White House Correspondents Association dinner was underway and fired multiple shots before being stopped. A Secret Service agent was struck in the chest but was protected by a bulletproof vest and was later described as being in good condition. Prosecutors said Allen was armed with a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun, a .38 caliber pistol, multiple knives and daggers, and ammunition, and said he took a pre-attack selfie showing weapons and gear. Prosecutors also said he scheduled emails outlining his intentions. While a senior Trump administration official said Allen had a manifesto detailing his intention to target officials in the Trump administration. Reports also indicated Allen attended a No Kings protest, made a $25 Act Blue donation in 2024 earmarked for Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, and traveled by train from Los Angeles to Chicago and then to Washington, D.C., before the attack. The resolution also addresses security and funding concerns, stating, whereas the Department of Homeland Security is facing the longest lapse in appropriations in history due to radical Democrat demands during a period of increased threats, it further warns that continued calls for violence against the President of the United States and other public officials are contradictory to the American tradition and risk undermining the democratic process. The measure resolves that the House condemns the assassination attempts, expresses gratitude to the law enforcement officers, and recognizes the vital mission of the Department of Homeland Security and acknowledges the importance of fully funding the department's components. It also calls on all Americans to unite against political violence. Hamada told Breitbart News, "I introduced a resolution condemning the assassination attempts on President Trump and honoring the brave officers who stopped them from becoming a tragedy. But let's be clear, condemnation is not enough. We must confront the poisonous rhetoric coming from the left that is fueling this violence and lower the temperature before political violence becomes America's new normal." Other lawmakers voiced support for the measure. Republican Study Committee Chairman Representative August Pfluger, RTX, along with 15 additional RSC members, backed the resolution. Pfluger said, "This weekend was a sobering reminder of the dangerous threats this president faces every single day. Left-wing political violence is rapidly escalating, and I am proud to stand with Representative Abe Hamada, who was there and who wasted no time demanding accountability. Congress must condemn this attack and fully fund DHS without delay. We cannot leave our agencies shorthanded in a high-threat environment." Representative Marlon Stutzman, RN, who attended the White House Correspondents Association dinner on Saturday and is a member of the Republican Study Committee, added, "Condemning the attempt on President Trump's life Saturday night should be without disagreement. Thanks to Rep. Hamada and his security team, we were able to get out safe and unharmed. Attacks like this should never happen in a country where we have the freedom to use our words in the place of weapons to solve disputes." Representative Mike Rogers, RL, remarked, "It is absolutely incumbent on all members of Congress to condemn the recent assassination attempt on President Trump in the strongest possible terms. The far left in this country has become all too permissive of political violence when directed toward President Trump. I was proud to join my colleagues in this resolution to state in no uncertain terms that this stature is morally bankrupt and to publicly denounce this most recent attempt on our president's life. Data from a Wall Street Journal study analyzing U.S. terrorism incidents compiled by the Center for Strategic and International Studies found anti-government violence reached a 30-year high in 2025, with domestic attacks and plots against U.S. government targets at their highest levels since at least 1994. The study found incidents categorized as originating from the extreme left outnumbered those from the extreme right in 2025 and reported that the trend has held into 2026. A survey released in April 2025 found that 38% of respondents said the murder of President Donald Trump would be at least somewhat justified. Among respondents identifying as left of center, that figure rose to 56%.